Sikha, we will be learning Lakuta Sikhas Chelik Chof, the first Sikha to Parshas Vayigash. And the Rebbe talks here about the Rasha in the beginning of the Parsha. As we know that the Rebbe, the first year when he started speaking on Rasha, every Shabbos he would talk on the first and last comment of Rasha on the Parsha. On the first Pasuk or whatever the first Rasha was, and on the last one. So this is going to be on the first one, the beginning of the Parsha, beginning of Parsha Vayigash. The beginning of Parsha Vayigash, it talks about, starts off by saying Vayigash El Yehuda. It comes in continuation to the end of Parsha before Parsha Miketz. Parsha Miketz, we learned that the cup of Yosef was put into the bag, so to speak, of Binyamin, and later they found it in that bag. So they brought him back. They were already on their way out. They brought him back to Yosef, and Yosef said, they said first, we see that we are guilty, and therefore we will all be your avodim. We have no choice. We'll all become your avodim, your slaves. And he said, no, I'm not going to keep you all as avodim, but I'm going to keep Binyamin as an eved for me. And Parshas Vayigash starts with the words Vayigash Elof Yehuda. Yehuda approached to him, to Yosef, Vayemer, and he said, Be Adeni, please, my master, Yedaber no Avdech Adover Bozne Adeni. Let your servant, talked about himself, speak something, dover me something in the ears of my master. I want to say something in your ears. And you shall not be upset with me when I say that. That's the big first parsha, Pursuk. And then the Psukim continue what he said. He said to him, Kichamecha Kepare, and he said different things, all trying to beg him that he should ask him. Not word beg. Beg is, as we'll see, not exactly the expression here, but ask him to let Binyamin go. So the Rebbe starts like this: Betchilas Asedre, beginning of the Sedre, beginning of the Parsha, brings Rashi, Diverte Rashi, quotes the words from the Pasig, and he quotes the words Vayigash Elov, and the prince. There's a dot there, and then the words from the Pasig, Dovor Bozne Adeni, which means something in the ears of my master. When it's mefarish, and Rashi explains, what does that mean? That my words should enter into your ears. Now we know the rule that Rashi does not comment on the posik and explain the posik unless there's something that's not simple, that's not clear. So Rashi, but if everything seems simple, Rashi has nothing to say. And that's the reason we find so many psukim in the Torah, Rashi says nothing, because Rashi has nothing to say in pshuta shemikra, a simple chant of Rashi. So the mefarshim ask, what is not understood in this posik that Rashi has to comment? So the Rebbe says like this: Vosi shmer in diverte dover bozne adeni. Rashi always explains the words that he quotes from the posik. The words he quoted was something in the ears of my master. What's hard to understand in these words? Was Rashi farenfe that Rashi comes to answer and explain mitn pirish by his explaining that it means you consult vorei beznecha that my words should enter your ears. What is Rashi trying to? Which kasha? Which hardship is Rashi trying to explain? Learn the meforshim, and meforshim learn the classical meforshim. The Rebbe says in order one, the Rom, the Yom Mizrahi, the Gorari, which is the Maral Prog, but other meforshim as this kasha. So they answer the posha the touch from Bosnia Deni is, if not for Rashi explaining them, but you'd learn these words. Bosnia Deni, I will say something in the ears of my master. What does that seem to mean in simple meaning? Shebikish ladaber Bosnia Bamish is the lotion of the Rom, the Yom Mizrahi. That means I want to whisper something. He wanted to whisper into his ear. I'm going to say something into your ear. Does haste? Which means, so Arainrei, nor Bosnia shall Yosef, Askinish, only turn versus off. That he would say it, the ears of Yosef, only Yosef should hear it, and no one else should hear it. That's what it seems that he's trying to say. But here you can't say it that way. You can't explain it that way. It's not respect to whisper something into the ear of the king, the second the king, the second in command. It can't be that's what he meant. But then that's the hardship of the posik. So a person learns the posik and it says that he wants to say something in the ears, seems to be saying he wants to whisper something into his ear. And Rashi says that can't be. So what is the meaning? So Bavorn Tribe Rashi said, that's what Rashi says, at the Taich from Dover, Bosna Adenya, that the meaning of something in the ears of my master doesn't mean I'm going to whisper something in your ear, but is, you consider, he meant to say, let my words go into your ears. That's how they explain Rashi. Thus is Abinit Movement, the Rebbe is not understood like the Maskel Adovid, which is another classical commentary at Rashi, and it's a lot of times very close to the Rebbe's derech of learning Rashi. He says that the pshat that we said before is not clear, not understood. Why? We find a similar loshen, a similar expression earlier in the Torah, earlier. Now, we always know if there's something that needs to be explained, Rashi doesn't mean it. It doesn't mean that Rashi will explain it every time that expression is there. But if he does need to explain, he'll explain it the first time. Now, sometimes he says it more than once. But for sure, he wouldn't skip the first and say it by the second. That's for sure. So here we find earlier, before this pasuk, a similar expression. For instance, Vayashkem Avimelech, it says after Avimelech took away Sarah, and Hashem came to Avimelech in his dream and told him, you're going to die what you did. And it says, Vayashkem Avimelech, Avimelech woke up in the morning, Vayidaber, and he spoke to his servants, Be'ozneim, in their ears. He told them what happened that night in the dream. So the Loshon of the Pasuk, he spoke in their ears. So, and that's much before. That's in Parashat Vayera. Also, we find the Parashat Chayisora, where Avraham Avinu wanted to buy the Maras HaMachpelah. So it says, from Ephraim. So the Pasuk says, Vayan Ephraim Gomer, Bosne B'necheis. And Ephraim answered that he's ready to give it to Avraham Avinu. And he said it, Bosne B'necheis, in the ears of the people from Chais, which means they heard it. But the Loshon there is also in the ears of Bnei Chais. Later on in the same area there, it says, by Daber el Ephraim, Avram spoke to Ephraim, Ba'oznei am ha'oretz, in the ears of the people from that land. And he said to him, I don't want to take it, I'm going to pay you for it, etc., etc. So here again it says that Avram spoke to Ephraim in the ears of the people of the land. Was in di ale erte kemeni taichin at the dibur given belachishab his name. In these three places, you cannot say it meant that he whispered in their ears. And the Rebbe explains why. Zichrat Avamelech nitgiret mit avodiv naifim from piv beozneim. The first woman that says that Avamelech spoke, repeated the dream and spoke in the ears of his avodim, certainly doesn't mean that he whispered it in their ears. First of all, he's a king. He's not going to whisper in their ears. Second of all, he was speaking to all of them. What do you mean a whisper? Why would he need to whisper it in their ears? So it doesn't mean he whispered. Second case, when Ephraim spoke, and it says he spoke, what does it mean? He whispered into their ears. Why would he want to whisper in their ears? Adarav, the contrary. He wasn't even talking to them. He spoke not to them, he spoke to Avram. What it means is they also heard it. So certainly he wasn't whispering to them when he meant to speak to somebody else and they overheard it, was in front of them. Valdero said the same thing. When Avram spoke to Ephraim in the ears of the people, doesn't mean he whispered in their ears. Same thing, he wasn't speaking to them, he's speaking to Ephraim. They overheard it, they also overheard or heard it, they were standing there and heard it. So there for sure you also cannot learn that means he whispered. Unafa became bavorn in Rashi in the Ale Erter, and nevertheless, Rashi doesn't comment in all these places. Ad pirush from Boznechul that when it says he spoke in their ears, is he constant vare beznecha? Okay, ukadem. That means that my words enter into you. Or other pshatim could say another pshat. But for sure, if Rashi is bothered that the simple meaning of the words is that it's whispering and it can be, so Rashi has to tell us what it was. Should have said it over there too. And since Rashi doesn't say it, Rashi has no reason. It's obvious, it's clear what the pshat is. So why does Rashi have to explain it here? That's one kasha. Eich is mitmuvn, also is not understood. Favos is Rashi maitik from posig, eich diverte vayiga shelov. As I said before, Rashi starts off this piece by saying, Dibar amaschel, vayiga shelov, he quotes the words vayiga shelov, and then continues, skips a few words, and it continues in the Dibar amaschel, in the quoting of the pasuk, Dover Bosne Adeni. Why does Rashi quote the words Vayiga Shelov? You consult Dvore Bosnecha is a pirish blaze of the verte, Dover Bosne Adeni. The comment of Rashi is that my words should come into your ears is only an explanation to the words Dover Bosne Adeni. That when it says I'll speak in your ears, doesn't mean that he whispered into his ears, but it should enter your ears. What does it got to do with Vayiga Shelov? So why does Rashi quote it? And we again have the rule that Rashi, whatever words he quotes from the Pasuk, is negeya, important, to the Pshat. Sometimes it's important to the Kasher Asher, sometimes it's important to the Teretz, but it has something to do. What does it have to do with all here with what Rashi says? We can't say Rashi is a mitzvah north on Sechen Ascholas HaSedre. You cannot say that's what some people would think, that Rashi writes it because he wants to write that this is the beginning of Sedre Parshas Vayigash. In other words, he wants to make it here that you should know now we're starting to explain this Parsha. You can't say that. That's the reason why he quotes it. While, because we get kam apomitim, I spoke many times, but if that's what Rashi means, what Rashi get after, on yeder sedre metire eshtevete. So every Parsha, every sedre, the first words of Rashi's commentary should have been quoting the name, the beginning of the sedre. Rashi tutasnit. Sidem when there is mefarish avet. Rashi doesn't do it. He every time writes the first words of the sedre. He only writes it when he's saying something in connection to those words. Otherwise, not. So you can't say, but just punkt here, Rashi wrote Vayiga Shedel, because that's the beginning of the Parsha. So that's concerning this first Rashi. Then we go to the next Rashi, and the Rebbe will show the connection. Then Rashi quotes the words from the Pasuk, as I quoted the words from the Pasuk before, that he says he approached him, and he said to him, I want to say, speak Dover Bosne Adeni, and then he said, and you should not be angry at your servant. Don't be angry at me. So Rashi quotes these words from the Pasuk, Val Yichar Abcho, do not be angry. And his Mefarish explains, we can atolomet, every word is important to know. From here we learn, Shedibar Elof Koshes, that he spoke to Yosef harshly, harsh words. What is Rashi trying to tell us? Again, Rashi has to write something because he's trying to tell us something that we wouldn't know. Len Mefarishim, so the Mefarishim learn, Maskel David and similar in the Rome and the Gerari. Rashi Bavon, the Midrash is trying to answer this, explain this. In the Posik Shelacher say, Rashi Mefarish Vazei the Reit from Yehuda Ham Enthalten, Vorim Koshim. Rashi in the next few pieces explains concerning the different things that Yehuda said to Yosef, and he explains it in a form that it was harsh words. Rashi, and the Rebbe explained, Lamosh, which cases? If Kichamecha Kepare, and the first words he said after this, he said, you are like Pare. Bring Rashi Kame Perushim from Medrashim. So Rashi brings many interpretations, what he meant, you are like Pare from Medrash. Vidozanya Dvorim Koshim. And the way he explains it, that these are harsh words. For instance, I'll read it from inside. That from Medrash brings, what does it mean you're like Pare? You'll be punished like Pare. Like Pare was punished when he took Sora. Another Pshati says, again, just like Pare promises and doesn't keep, you also promised and you didn't keep. Another Pshati says that you are like Pare, that if you get me angry, I'll kill you like I killed Pare. Sharasha teaches these words, that this the words Kichamecha Kepare that he said are harsh words. Valderach Zeif Adeni Shoal. Also later on when he starts telling him what he wants, he says, Adeni Shoal, my master, which means you asked us, etc., etc. Is Rashi Mefarish? So Rashi explained, what did he mean when he said those words? Mitchilo Balila Bosaleinu. You started up with us with a bilbul, with a libel. And he goes on to say, why in the world did you have to ask us who the family is, etc., etc. So again, these are harsh words. So Rashi explains those words in the Psukim that he spoke to him harshly. Now, the question is, and as the Rebbe will explain now, why do you have to translate it and interpret it as harsh words? You could learn the same words and sing it differently, that it's not harsh words. For instance, Kichamecha Kepare, you could say you are like Pare. Okay, giving him derech eretz, you are like Pare. I want to talk to you and you're great and your honor and you're like Pare. What does Rashi get there with harsh words? Later on also, if you look in Ha'orah 12, the Rebbe says, not only the words Kichamecha Kepare, that there is a simple pshat. Rashi himself brings a simple pshat. Kichamecha Kepare means, I'll read the words again from Rashi when he says, Kichamecha Kepare, the first pshat, Horshevata Beine Kemelech, Zel Pshut, the simple pshat Rashi himself brings there. Simple pshat, you are important to me, great as a king. But not only there, even on the second one, where it says, Adeni Shoal, and Rashi says it means, Lechatchila, you started up with us with a bilbo. So the Rebbe says, Efshe Lefarish, Lepshut, Aldech Aderech Achemlo. You could say he's saying nicely. He says, Adeni Shoal, you asked us. You could speak nicely. It depends how you sing it. You could say, you asked us, Lechatchila, it was a bad way. Why did you do that? You could, and that's how Rashi teaches, when it doesn't have to be. So where does Rashi get this? We know a lot of things depend on how you say it. I'll make just a joke. It's nothing to do, nothing saying the sikh, but I want to say, they make a joke that a bocher went to yeshiva away. Once there was a letter that came, and his father, the father opened up the letter and was reading it out loud to his wife, to the mother, and the letter says, Tata Shigelt. Tata, Daddy, send money. So he turns around and says, what kind of chutzpah about a son? What do you think, I'm a bank? When you send money, why? So his wife says, give me the letter. And she started reading, Tata, Shigelt. He's begging, please send money. Depends how you sing it. So what makes Rasha say that he was speaking harshly when the words that he says later? The Rebbe is a Rasha. So Rasha says, Zomnit may not the hechrich of them is nor from Yenneverter. Don't think that the reason why Rasha learned those words that they're harsh is something in those words. Well, Adarabe, it's not from those words. The contrary, Pshuta von Shetverter is the simple meaning of those words is as is eine nitken vorm koshen, that they're not harsh words. Like I said before, you're like Pare, you're Choshev like Pare, and he starts nicely begging him, you know, you asked us for something and we did it, and et cetera, et cetera. So Rashi, that's why he says first, nor mikan atalom et shadibit of koshes. From the words, Al-Richa Rabcha, don't be angry. Before he gave his statement, he said, I want to talk to you and don't be angry. From here, we know that he was going to talk harsh words. Since it says, don't be angry, obviously he's going to speak harsh words. Look in the words later, we don't see that he spoke harsh words. So Rasha has to bring that pshat, that they were, those words were harsh, not the way you could read the kipshutei. Even though it's from the Medrash that it says, but Rasha brings Medrashim that are needed because the Pshat is not understood. And that's what Rasha does here. Rasha writes, from here we learn from the words Ayich, when he said, like he apologized before and don't get angry with me, that means he was planning to speak harsh words. Rasha has to write it because now that Rasha wrote that, when it comes to the next words, Rasha says, this, because of what I said before, must be harsh words here, he's going to explain those Psukim as they were harsh words. So we know what Rasha means when he said, Mikana talomet, from here we know from the words Al-Yicharabcho, we learn that he spoke harsh. But we have to understand the way Rasha puts, Rasha says, Mikan, from here you learn that he spoke to him harshly. Why does Rasha have to say Mikan? When Rasha will gizok bikitzur, melamet shibel of koshes, Rasha would say, but since he said, Al-Yicharabcho, don't be angry, teaches us that he spoke harsh words on the Rad Goshe Mikam, without adding the words from here we know. If Rasha wouldn't write the word Mikan, just would write he spoke harsh, we'll figure out ourselves. Because if Rasha would not, if Rasha would just write Melamed that teaches us, we'd understand what it means. These words teach us that there were harsh words of Mele. When it comes to the next pasuk, we'll understand why Rasha touches it in the harsh words. From the Loshim Melamed advice, if we would just say Melamed, it teaches us, also teach us, Adosinita Ninja Vashtet Beferish and Posik. If it says Rasha would say Melamed, we know that it's not simple pshat in the Posik. It doesn't say clear in the Posik. But Rasha Azach was for that Alimud. Melamed means it teaches us something that you have to learn. Then impossible Beferish Gishtan and late Pinish Aposhet Vorem Kosh. If the Posik would say in simple pshat, harsh words, Pastach Nitzazog Melamed Shedibaril of Koshes. You can't say it teaches us that it was harsh. You see it's harsh. So since it's not clear in the Pasuk, so Rashi could have said, Melamed, and the words, don't be angry, Melamed teaches us that he spoke harshly. So what's the reason Rashi writes Mikan? What do you mean? Why does he add the words? Now we know why. Nor v'giret kam apomim, the Rebbe says, I spoke many times, because Rashi is meisiv Mikan. When Rashi says, from here I know something, the words Mikan meinter, they're mit sheilas I got zveiten, nor tm velchim evolt l'churi gehen taruslen and abzal minyan. It's trying to tell us that there's another place where you might have thought to learn it from, and I'm telling you it's only from here. So Rashi has to add Mikan. So that the Rebbe says is a klal. Whenever Rashi says Mikan, no, must be that there's a possibility of another place, and Rashi has a reason why he says that place is not the reason place we learn it from, but only from here. As Eichdo, so to here. Is Rashi Sheila Latzveitin, or Rashi comes to exclude and second place, was from Nimbolt and Churige Kantarusland, and from there we could have learned out Agamba Fader Status Nitkinal, even though it's not clear, but from there we would learn out as a Dibiratikoshes. And he spoke with him, Elof Koshes, he spoke harsh words. So Rasha is telling us there's another place you could, and I'm telling you it's not from there, but from here. Not from Rashtain, so we have to understand. Vos is Rasha Shelo, Mizain Zogen, But what's Rasha excluding? In other words, what's the other place that we might have thought that we could learn out? And Rasha has to tell us it's not from there, but it's from here. The Bir Bezesa, the explanation here is like this. In the Allah Erteranal, all the other places where it says the same expression, speaking in the ears, in the ears of the people, or Bosneyam, but the same idea. Wherever it says speaking in the ears, Eider Mekum Tzun, their posik, before we get to our posik, Retzich Vegen Adibur, in their own Vesnaid, from where we Mensch. We're talking about when someone's speaking in the presence of more than one person. Other people be speaking, but there were other people present. And the Rebbe in Order 16 says, actually, that most places where it says that, in connection, but also in connection to Dibur, is in the case where it's not spoken to one, but spoken to many. Which means that normally it says that other people heard. That's what Bosnia means. He spoke to somebody, but it was spoken in front of others, so their ears also heard it. And the word Bosnia kum bavoren bepashtus, and the word Bosnia comes to tell us, what does it come to tell us? Simple pshat. As a rabbi matgeherdinate, that other people heard it. He spoke it in their ears, meaning that they with their ears also heard it. That's what it says. And the Rebbe gives an example. We in the psukim, like look at those psukim. Vayan Ephron achitis Avram bosnem bneches. Ephron answered Avram in the ears of bneches. And then later, a few psukim later, it says vaydaber el Ephron bosnei amoras. That Avram spoke to Ephron in the ears of the people. With the dibur un unterhandlungen van de gevent zwischen Avram und Ephron. The discussion and the negotiations was between Avram and Ephraim. So the Pasuk, so that's what the Pasuk says, as I wrote as Gered, Be'ozne ibn Echeiz, Be'ozne Amoretz, that he spoke with him, and he negotiated with him. The others also heard. It was done between the two, in front of the Ibn Echeiz, so that Amoretz, in a way that they also heard it. It's more than that in this case. Mider Kavon, he wanted it to hear. He wanted it to be public. Public knowledge, and they should hear what he wants. And when he negotiated with Ephron, they should hear. When Ephron said that, he wanted them to hear. So that's what it, so it's a simple passage. There's nothing, Rashi has nothing to say. Because it's very clear. He spoke to Ephron Ephron, let's say, spoke in the ears of them, means that they also heard. And Avram spoke to Ephron, that they also heard. Alderach Zayin Pasik by Dabar Bas name, same thing, the Pasik by Avimelech, where he spoke, what told him over what happened in the dream. In their ears, or stayed by Avimelech, says by Avimelech, Bosneim is Madkish, the word in their ears means, as Avimelech hot alein geret l'chol avodav, Avimelech himself, he didn't send it over, like the Rebbe says in Or 17, through a shliach, through a messenger. He himself spoke to everybody. In other words, he wanted everybody to know how serious it is. So he himself spoke to make sure that everyone hears it from him. Geret in ha'etan, as they Allah of malein geher dibure. He spoke in a way that they all heard, each one, not one guy told the other. They all heard it directly from him. Was the farot as pale gepaled as the yiru anoshe made? That's what caused that they got very afraid. The pasuk says he told them over and they got very afraid. So pasuk stresses he himself spoke it in such a way that they should all hear, and that's why they got scared. So the word bosnei makes a lot of sense. It tells us that he spoke that they should hear. The whole idea is they wanted other people to hear. Pasuk vayigash, but now pasuk where it says he approached. And it says, Vayemer, he said to Yosef, Dover Bosnia, I want to speak something in the ear of my master, is of a Shver. Here, we don't understand what that means. That Diburit or Given place to Yosef. He spoke just to Yosef. That's what he's speaking. Yosef Adam Dibur Gehex. If he's speaking to Yosef, I would say Yosef wasn't deaf. He heard it. He wasn't the Posik, Madgish, Umechadish, Bosnia Adeni. Wasn't the Posik mean Bosnia Adeni? Usually it says he spoke to somebody else, and other people are here. It says, I want to speak in the ears of Yosef. In your ears. He's speaking to him. What does it mean? I want to speak in your ears. What's it mean? What's it new? That's the problem that Rashi has in the pasuk. That's what Rashi has to cut. The whole question was, what is wrong with the simple pshat? Because in the simple pshat doesn't fit. The simple pshat, as we know from before, means spoke some other people heard. And here he's speaking to Yosef. And he says, I want Yosef to hear. I want my master, you to hear. He's speaking to him. The Rebbe doesn't say what's Rashi answer, but this is what bothers Rashi. And the Rebbe's Alpizei is moving from what Rashi is might for Posik Reverte Vayigashelev. This explains why Rashi also quotes from the words of the Posik Vayigashelev. He approached him. Baldos Vashtark the Kasha. That's part of the Kasha. It makes the Kasha stronger. that the words Ba'ozne Adeni doesn't seemingly simple pshat make sense. And because of Vayigash, it makes it stronger. Why? Lule diverte Vayigash Elov. If not for the words Vayigash, he approached him. Well, we could have said, Badechak means it wouldn't be a simple pshat, but we could have said a pshat. He could have said that it means ba'oznei, in the ears, means that other people also heard. It's the deichik. Why is it the deichik? So the Rebbe says, because it's hard to say that when it says in the ears of Yosef, he says, I want to go into your ears, he meant to others. He was speaking to Yosef, but the other people were around, but he was speaking to Yosef. So why would he have to say ba'oznei adeni? See, in the other psukim, the Rebbe says, not a 19 year. By Chai Sora, when Avram and Ephraim spoke to each other, they were speaking Takatich, and the other ones were standing on the side. And the Ozne goes on the others. Here, the Ozne Abdeini goes on Yosef. So it's hard to say that the word Ozne means that he wanted the others to hear. But you could have touched, but Ozne means that the ears should be there. I, he says, the ears of my master, which is Yosef, but he meant the ears should be, other people should also hear. On the river, but Yehuda Gedar Matgizan Yedaber came here Bosna Deini. Yosef, that's the reason why maybe he said, I'm speaking in the ears of my master. As Yosef says, Yuchat Suerin Zayna Reid, Chosheret Nitnor Tzim, where his hand come up and come mentioned. Even though he's speaking to other people, so he's saying, I want you to hear it. It's not exactly the way I said before that the word hearing ears goes on them, but what it means is, I want Yosef to listen, that you go into your ears, because other people are listening. So even though other people hear it, but I don't mean them, I mean you. And the Rebbe says, and there's a good reason why he would want to stress that he should hear it, Bifrat that he was speaking to him harshly. And mele it's possible because other people are listening, he shouldn't want to hear that. So he said, I'm talking to you, please hear it. And there are other people listening, but I want to direct it to you that you should hear it even though they're there. It fits to the word Bosnian, not 100%, but it's a possibility to say that's what he meant. But since the posuk said he approached him, that means in addition, the fact that they were Yosef and Yehuda and their brothers were all standing already from before in front of Yosef and they were speaking to him. Nevertheless, Yehuda got approached closer to Yosef. His movement, since it says we understand that Yehuda had geret to Yosef in Azah Eifen. So obviously, since he's there and he's talking to him, what does it mean it should be in your ears? Not only is there, he approached him. The fact that he approached him means that he wants something special. Or that I bless Yosef again, or maybe when he came close, maybe only Yosef heard. So since we see there, so we can't say the pshat that we said before, a possible pshat, that he meant that other people are listening. That's why he used the word Bosnei. What he's saying now, to make sure that he listens, he didn't have to say it. Like we said before, tells him, you listen because there are other people also around. Why would he have to say that? But Yiga Shalov, he got close to him, so certainly he knows he's going to listen. Or he wants him to listen specially, or you just listen. So the word Ba'ozne cannot indicate that it means because there are others around. This brings the kasha back. What does he mean to say Bosna Adeni in our posse? The other places we understand. Here there is a possibility, maybe because there were others also listening. And that's why he said, I wanted, since our listening should be in your ears, you should listen. But we don't need that because it says Vayiga Shelov. So for sure, he's going to him, wants him to listen. And also the Rebbe in Order 23 says, what? If this would be the pshat, what's Yehuda trying to stress here? Shabiba Oznadein, what's he trying to stress? He's talking to him, and he's getting close to him. Why would he even say it? Even if it would mean, just thinking, even if it would mean that they want you to hear, specifically, even though everybody hears, I want you specifically to hear. Why would he have to stress that? He's talking to him, and he got close to him. Is Rashi Mefarish? That's why Rashi explains, as I said, Farah Nochad Gosh in the word Bosnei. There's another meaning in the word ba'ozne. You consult what of iznech. Let my words enter in your ears. What does that mean? The raids on the rhyme game ba'ozne. Let my words enter into your ear. In other words, let it influence you. Let you absorb what I'm saying. Colossians, great bishop, Meir Rachami Admur, like the Friedrich Rebbe said, a Loshen, need place head or dead head. There's two types of hearing. You could hear, and Yiddish, it says dead head means you're paying attention. Dead head means you accept it and it affects you. Yehuda Gibolt, Mizan Dibur Pale, Nefyesim, Shemizan, and Achlotose. What did Yehuda want? He wanted to influence Yosef, he should change his decision. And Aru is lost in Binyamin, and he let Binyamin out. But the Ribe Madgish given, as Yosef zol der Herren seine Reis. So he stressed, I want you to der her, which means I want you to pay attention and think strongly about what I'm telling you. It should have an effect on you. So now we understand Ba'ozne. So the other place that Rashi has nothing to say, it's very simple. Here, it's not so simple, especially with saying Vayiga Shelov, that's what Rashi quotes that too. So here Rashi has a nupshat. Another thing, he told him, I want the words to enter you. So he says, I'm going to say something, and I want you to really, really accept it. It should penetrate on you. After Rashi says that when he said, I'm speaking the ears of my master, meant that it should enter into you, you should accept it. He's a mamshich. Then the next piece of Rashi says, the posik says that Yosef said, Yehuda said to Yosef, and don't be angry at me. From here we know that he spoke harshly, which means like this. What is Rashi saying? If not for the previous thing that Rashi said, you could have learned out that he spoke harshly to him. He used the words, I will speak to you, but the word speaking has two general words, dibur or amire, vaydaber or vayomer. And we know that Vaidaber is harsh and Vayomer is weak, soft. So you could say, since he said Yidaber, so you would think that that itself tells you. The Rashi brings Shin Dodem Klaal. That means that was Rashi named on the Pshuto Shmikr bring Kame Pomi Pirushay. Rashi, you could say, means here. And from here on, he starts off with the Klaal. I'll explain in a minute what it says. This rule that Rashi says in many places later. Azumatum veshtei dibur nit amira, wherever it says, with dibur not the word amira, maintes loshen kosher is harsh. Now, what the Rebbe is saying it like this. Rashi holds of that rule. But l'chore, hard to say that that's what Rashi means here. Rashi didn't say it here. We know Rashi doesn't rely on something he says later. If he means here something that he says later, he would have said it here. And since he doesn't, that's not what Rashi means. So l'chore said the same thing. The Rebbe says here that you could have thought that how do you know he spoke harsh? Because he said the word yidaber, the word dibur. Rashi didn't say it. He says it a lot of places later. So the Rebbe says here, since he says it a lot of places later, we know that's what Rashi holds. Maybe here Rashi is saying that klal too. If Rashi wouldn't say the word mekan, Rashi would just say melamed shedibur of koshes. We would say, you know what Rashi is telling us? That the word dibur means kosher. Rashi didn't teach you this. But this is exactly what Rashi is telling us. So even though it's from later Rashi says it clearly. But maybe Rashi means to say this here, and he's telling us that. Imagine if we say, Al yichar apcho, melamish dibret koshes. So what could we say the words mean? That since it says, Yedaber, teaches us that he spoke harsh. Why? Because dibur is koshes. You could have learned like that. And then, how do we know that he spoke harsh from the word dibur? Is Rashi the Shela? So Rashi says, no, that's not how we know it. Uzok, that's why he adds the words mikan atalamed. We know it from here. Dafke from the words, dafke from vayichar apcha, only from the words where he said, please don't be angry. Kemet us oplen, we can learn out that he was speaking harsh. Unit from the loshen yadaber. And not from the word yadaber, that the word dibur means harsh. Under tam deruf, is. What's the reason, Taka, why you can't learn it from there? Maybe you should learn it from the word dibur. Why not? Rashi is trying to tell us not. But we have to understand why. So the Rebbe says, it's fashtanik in Perusha Shalifneze, that we understand from what Rashi said before, you constant dvore beznecho, that the word dover bozna deini means my words should enter into your head, into your ears. Kidlakam, as the Rebbe will explain, that the reason we can't learn it from the word by yidaber is because of the pshat that he said before, and that's the hemshuch to before. What is it? So the Rebbe explains like this. The reason in simple pshat, if there was dibur is loshen kosher, that the word dibur means harsh, and what the Rebbe is going to say is only a derech pshat. In the Ora 28, the Rebbe says, al derech aloche in Gemara, it's not, what we're saying now is not. But simple pshat, if you want to know What's the reason why in simple pshat the word dibur means harsh? It's like this. Is while dibur is eich loshin yad beramin. Dibur also comes from the word yad beramin. Yad beramin means he will rule over the nations. Or another place, Rashi says, when Rashi talks about Meshach Rabbeinu telling Yeshua that he is going to be the leader and he'll be the only leader. And whatever the other, even the elders say, don't care. Do what you feel, what you know you have to do. And Rashi even says, Eloshin, if they tell you differently, take a stick and hit them over the head and don't listen to them. And Rashi uses Eloshin because Daber Echad Lador, only one leader in a generation. No one else could help you. You got to be a leader yourself. So the word Daber is a leader, someone who controls. But the fight is over there, Rashi says, because there's only one leader, Tul Makal V'Hachal Kot Kodem, take a stick and hit him over the head. That's b'mufim memsholah b'tekev, it means ruling with strength. There's the reason that when derech apshat, when you say the word dibur and not amire, meintes hadibur metatekev memsholah, it's harsh. That means that the meaning of the dibur is controlling. That's harsh. Harbereit, harsh word, geveltik in the fianem, to control over somebody else. So if that's the reason why dibur is kosher, that wouldn't apply here. Why? The dem kun tu is as yeder sort trade was can I mention by virk and pale if him to bite as I mean and by shlus any time you say something it's not how you say it whether it's harsh or not if your words are trying to make somebody change his mind change his decision when you do that feel of as I have a rate of tachnunim even if it's soft words you could sometimes try some to so much to change his achlote his decision and by saying simple words you could also use you could also use the word dibur there. If the reason why dibur is harsh because it means control, so it doesn't mean speaking harsh. It means you're talking things which are going to push somebody, pressure somebody, but it could be through soft words too, pressure him to change his mind. So now we understand that the fun was a shteg, yidaber, dover, says here, yidaber, dover, bosna adeni. And we wanted to say that that itself could be a proof that he spoke harsh. It's nitken hechrach gomer as dibur ilf koshes. Doesn't really prove that he spoke harsh because maybe he spoke softly. But the teichonov was to control. But after Rasha Taich, that was as dover bosna adeni mean, yikonsa dvore beinecho. My words should come into your ears. At the dibur given beifun was al yesef machon so that hadn't direito zeven van. What he meant to say was that he should feel the words. That hadn't means it should have penetrated into him. That he should be influenced by it. Even if Yehuda would have spoken softly, since he wanted with his words to make Yosef change his mind, you could use the word yidaber. And that's why. See, you could have thought that how do you know he spoke harsh, and that's why Rashi had to, in the second, then later Psukim teached that they were harsh words from the word dibur. So Rebbe said, you can't, and Rashi's telling us, no, we don't know it from that. We know it from, because he said, don't be upset at me. Why can't we know it from the word dibur? Because it could be he spoke soft, and he still uses the word dibur. Because the dibur doesn't, in derech apshat, mean only when you speak harshly. It's when you try to influence somebody, you try to pressure somebody. Could be with very nice words. So Rashi couldn't say, so Rashi learns that you couldn't say that the word yidaber means he spoke harshly. It means he's trying to convince him. Well, that's obvious. He's trying to convince him to change his mind. But that's not the reason why, that's not the raya that he spoke harshly. And b'meili, if that would be the only raya, Rashi wouldn't have to, in the later psukim, explain each posik how it means that he spoke harshly. And what forces us to say that he spoke harshly is only from that he gave an introduction. Don't be angry at me. Obviously, he's going to say something that will cause him to get angry. That's what Rashi stresses. That from where do we know that he spoke harshly? From the word. Is the lesson that Rebbe says in our Aveda is like this. When Yehuda wanted to influence Pearl on the second divisory of Mitzrayim, he thought he was an Egyptian and he wanted to influence him. So the Rashi says, when he started to try to save Binyamin, and he should free Binyamin, he started very harshly. L'chura, at first glance, what kind of place does this have in Seichel, in logic, in rationale? It's possible that if you speak softly, you'll accomplish more than if you speak harshly. Is there Seichel, Machai? So if you're going to use your Seichel, it would make you say, as first try soft words and begging. If you don't accomplish with the soft words, and then you start off with harsh words. And the Rebbe Noach 35 says, that's actually what Avram did also. When he wanted the Moros HaMachpelah, he said, Ger v'teisha v'neichi mochem. And Rashi says, he said, I'm a ger, I'm a stranger here, so I'm ready to buy. But they said, but if you don't give me, then I'm going to go and take it by force. So he started off softly. So we see there is such a thing, to start off softly. So maybe he should have done the same too. Can it free have proven with harbereid? You can't say, I'll try first harsh words. When I'm casting them, waiting to get the person other and angry. When the noch iber gets tachnunim and guter, then go to beg. Doesn't work that way. After you get them angry, you beg. You don't do that. If you do go with the seder. You start softly. If it doesn't work, then you go harsh. But the beer and them. So what's the reason why he didn't do that? The answer is Kozman has handled sich wegen yonim chutzenim and talks about superficial things, geld verdienst in kadeime, but making money, things like that. Fit me sich leiten seichel dike chesbenis, and then you follow the rationale you have. You figure out what's better, what will work better. But we're talking about something that is more essential. Like it said, Yehuda said to Yosef, if you keep Binyamin, it's going to hurt Yaakov. And nafshik shudah b'nafshe, his nefesh, his soul is connected with his nefesh. Aninyin v'svirtom b'nafshe shel b'nyomim b'nafshe shel yankiv. Something that the fact is important to the soul, the nefesh of yankiv and nefesh of b'nyomim. Da mach b'nikan chesh'beinis v'yislein tzach besa. You don't make any calculation what's better, how better is worth. U'meheptan gleich mit den ganzen shturim. You start up right away strong. U'kemayra ma'imar elam, there's a saying in the world, as a stut vei shreitman. If it really, really bothers you, something that goes deep, deep down, then you scream. So he started up with screaming. Und in die Sachen, when he thinks like that, is Ader Rabbe. He thinks like that, and I'll say what the Rabbi means, things like that. But let's just finish. He thinks like that is the contrary. Divri koshes, Iber zeigen dem Herer, das ist bemes negei negei benefesh. When you speak harsh, till now the Rabbi said, one expression, you have to speak harsh because what bothers you, you speak harsh. Now the Rebbe is saying, in truth, if you start up with speaking harsh, not only is it because if it hurts, you cry, you scream, but you will accomplish more. In such a case, in these things, that's how you'll accomplish more. Because if he sees it, if Adrab divrei koshes iber zeigen dem Herer, when you speak harsh, it proves to the listener that it really is important. You negei benefesh, it's important for your soul. Niter mein geld, it doesn't mean money. Abenkel doesn't mean a Minkel means a chair, means a position, or covered honor, kayetz, similar things. So, but if you speak harsh, then dos machta, you consider whatever, then it'll enter his brain, it'll affect and influence more. Er hebt und gleich mit Ashturim. He starts up with a storm. Er klappt auf den Tisch, bangs on the table, und rechnet sich nicht mit kein diplomatischer Resmanage. You don't care about diplomatic calculations. They feel that zweite. When you do that, the other one feels wie die Sache ist, the daber negei p'timis and nefesh, feels hard. The one that's saying it, it's important to him in the depth of his nefesh. Wirkt es auf den zweiten, er soll sich untergeben. It works on the other one that he will surrender und noch geben, will give in, bis es erwert benachtes Brotz. Not only he gives in by force, but he's happy to give in. He's happy. But the Rebbe said before that he only thinks like this. In the order 38, the Rebbe says, that we do find in another thing that it wasn't like this. At the end of Parshas Miketz, it says that first Yehuda said, when they caught Binyamin, so to speak, Yehuda said, we're all going to be your Avonim. In other words, Yehuda didn't speak strongly to him. It's only now that Yehuda spoke strongly to him. So we see that sometimes you don't start with like that. So the Rebbe says like this, Mashenke kishitziya Yehuda nein Avonim, when Yehuda said, okay, we'll all be slaves, at that time, Arazakim Xeris bin Absorim, Asher Elokim Motzak. What he said was, the Abishter found us guilty. So Yehuda thought that this is the beginning of what Hashem said to Avram Avinu by the Brisman Absorim, that you're going to be slaves in a country that's, and this is going to, now is the beginning. So And the proof is that he said to him, Alakimotza, the Abishah found this. So the Abishah is, oh, when you think that, there's nothing to fight. When it came to that point, he thought there's nothing to fight because this is what the Abishah wants. But when it came later and Yosef said, no, you guys can go home. So Yehuda realized that this is not the beginning of the Gzeira of Prizmin Absorim. Elamai, he wants to keep him. Oh, so it's important to keep this Jewish person, this brother of ours, not to fall in the hands of Pare. So here, he started like this. And then the Rebbe says, this answers Atmi Yagdela. This answers a major question, which is a major question. Question is, didn't Yehuda contradict himself? In the end of Parsha Miketz, he said, we're all going to be slaves. Then all of a sudden came Parsha Vayigash. He says, when Yosef only wanted one of them, he screamed at him, how could you do that? First, Yosef should have asked him, what are you talking about? You said yourself, you'd ready, everyone should be. Now, if I only want one, you're so angry. But now we're answered. That Yehuda, that's clear. Yehuda, when before he thought this was Hashem's special to start the Brisman Absorim, fulfillment of Brisman Absorim. So he didn't say anything. But now when that changed, now he said, so it's not a contradiction. Now he says, it's not that. And therefore, if it's not that, he fought and he went very strongly and didn't make any cheshbon, she went very strongly. And this is a lesson and a teaching. From here we learn. So Rashi says, from here we learn what happened there. But the Rebbe uses that expression. From here we learn, I'll call us man, I'll call us mekim, to all the times and all the places. When we're talking about saving a Jewish child from being a slave in Egypt. And even if the second in command, in the name of the king, is requiring it, is this nitkin side them to climb in committees? It's not a time to choose committees. Grace of among great scholars and experts. You would think first you get people together, scholars and people who investigate and do research, find out the history of Eden and Mitzrayim. And the noch stellen to an opshim was is good and wie viel it cost. Then you'll make a vote. What's good and how much it cost. And matrachna was will and the Mitzrayim to Adem Alam. And to think, take in consideration what are the Egyptians going to say. But those verlangt doch a besunder kamitet from ul modim. What's kind of good in Mitzrayim. That deserves, requires another committee, an extra committee who know very good what the Egyptians are. Essen, trinken zusammen mit sehen. You have to drink and eat together with them. Bechule, bechule. That's not what we have to do. We have gleich bis Rieses achit deil on dem mit dem größten Sturm. You have to start right away with the bis Rieses, not to wait. Start off with the biggest storm of Matzah sein dem Kind von Chinuch von Nogis Mitzrayim to save the child from the education and the behavior of Egypt, which is Chinuch hepech ha-Tere, the education against Tere, welche führt zu Isbeilis, which leads to intermarriage. That's a danger of a nefesh mamish. Shas megate meder, we go that way. The fearless of them, it'll lead to asavis given Baba Yigashel with Yehuda. Just like when Yehuda did this, what turned out the end? He spoke to Yosef this way, harsh. As durch dem was Yehuda zeruski kumen mit ashturim. Since because Yehuda came very strong, ashturim is nit nor as his nigi van der inyef and avodim and aftes. Not only they didn't become avodim and there was no slavery, but adarab to the concept says vayemer pare said. And it says the word Vayemer. He said it very nicely. Ve'etan lachem told Yosef, bring your father and your brothers in Mitzrayim. I'll give him as tuv eretz Mitzrayim, the best of Mitzrayim. Unoch fardim, it says, even before that, lefonim, it says, that's Yehuda shalach lefonim, before they even came down to Mitzrayim, already lefonim, he sent Yehuda, and to do what? It says, to make a yeshiva. Machon, macht man a base talmud shem trom teis eroev. Rashi says that he sent Yehuda to make a base talmud, and yeshiva, where they teach Heiroi. Heiroi is how to paskin. And that is in Mitzrayim. When it's Mechanech, as the Talmidim, Vaisim, Chlor, Ibn Yankiv, Darf, and Zechufiyin, that the Talmidim that will be raised know how they have to behave, how children of Yankiv have to behave. Vaisim, Kenan, Zayim, Baal, Heiroi. Now do they have to behave? They could even paskin Adin, Lasukish, Maitz, Adin, Libet, Elochas. They could paskin Dinim according to Aloha. So that's when the Geyeh we learn from Yosef Lagabas here. And that's when the Geyah, how we behave with taking the child away. We're talking here about Yosef. In truth, this was all thinking that his partner, he thinking that he's a mitzvah. He's a goy. Lapel, this was Yosef. And Yosef is known Yes, the tzaddik elyon. He's the tzaddik above. He brings a lot of hashpos, a lot of things down here. B'shas ayid geitn tashtarkat kivyochol. Go very strong. Er betun is misalut to meibish mitatfeket kivyochol. You're asking and davening to the Eibishter very strongly. Peilter that caused us v'layuchol Yosef v'isapik that Yosef couldn't hold himself back. Yosef meaning the hashpo m'mayla. He won't hold himself back and give all the hashpos and m'mayla he fulfill all the needs of all the people, all the heart of the people for good, whatever you need, from his full hand, from his open hand, from his holy hand, and from his wide hand, the Hashpoah comes down here in this way.